Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to my man, Augie. I see your phone number. Stay with the show. Also, I want you to come over to YouTube and watch us. Watch me build with my co-hosts and all that. But again, before I introduce the guest tonight and my brother co-host, today's mathematics, as you know, it's 9/11. Rest in peace to the people that passed away on 9/11. But as we build on today's mathematics, today is knowledge, knowledge. Okay, that's what you need to know. Knowledge is the accumulation of facts through observing and learning and respecting knowledge. Okay, knowledge is the foundation of all things in existence. All right, it must be known in order to make it manifest. This is the Lord Manifest Show. So I'm building tonight with my brothers, and we're going to manifest things through our knowledge. All right? Knowledge is the light that gives off what you think, given by the sun. The sun is the foundation, okay, which is the foundation of the solar system. Knowledge is the black man. We black brothers, we building, it's three of us that's understanding, but today is knowledge, knowledge. That's what y'all need to understand, and that's how we build as the gods. Peace. So right now, without further ado, I got to introduce the guest tonight. We got my man. Yo, I'm so damn excited. I'm going to have to really bring it down. Because I've been, anyway, we'll go with that later. Tonight, we got my man Verlor, Abu Verlor, if you will, from the crew, the ill group from Brooklyn, Verlor and Double O. And rest in peace to Double O. My brother Verlor just said he passed away. But tonight, we got Verlor, Abu Verlor from Verlor and Double O. And you already know we got my brother, Mark Live. Yo, Mark, this is my man Verlor from Verlor and Double O. Y'all say what up. So, We gonna go real hard tonight, cause I got so many questions and as a matter of fact, answers to the game of tonight. Talking with my brother Abu Verlor. So you know what? Before I ask the questions, Abu Verlor, can you please run down your list of who you are, the game, how you got in it, when the way you started, your label. Just take about 5 minutes or more, then I'll intervene. But it's on you, Verlor. Peace.
Okay. Well, you know, my story go way back to like 1978, right? So, you know, it's a lot to tell. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to jump into the Balloon 00 copy. Because in 78, 79, I had already did two solo singles on another name. Yeah, cool. That's on vinyl now. You could Google it. On the Bellway Lake. On the Bellway, baby, I did Out in the Streets and Golden Rule. Two singles on vinyl. I was very early in the game. This is 78, 79.
Okay.
And that was around the time I met, well, before that, that was around the time Grandmaster D was doing his thing, DJing and trying to come up before he got into the beat.
Mm.
And that's like how it all started. We were already like dipping and dabbing in hip hop culture. Y'all would have to go way back because my originality to the hip hop culture is actually graffiti. So the graffiti artists first. I used to bomb the train. I know all the graffiti artists, all the fashion upset. Cats were doing New York's numerous tours. I was really from that place. So I'm from like the foundation of the hip hop culture. Breakdance and graffiti, MCing, DJing and all that. But then later, being go to Anthony Grandma, the thing, and it was dipping into records though. Houdini has got on, as y'all know, around the early 80s.
Yeah.
In the UK, they got to deal with Jive Records. You missed the match. So I love listening to Mexican and Grandmaster D. So I was talking to Grandmaster D all the time. As friends, we always communicate on the phone. So when Grandmaster D and them went to the UK to go record the first album, right?
Yeah.
The most first records D did, I was always calling the crib and I was getting his brother on the phone, which was Trans Double O Cup. That's how Balloon Double O all came in. So when I was calling him for a photo, he was like, yo, who's over here? Who's over there? That's Grandmaster Dick. And then we used to talk about music. We started building talks about music.
Okay.
He knew I had this record. He wanted to get in. He was nice, real nice in the deal. And he was true. So he told me, listen, man, let's go to the studio and let's cook on something. So at that time, he was rolling into the 80s. I had made another record for a minute, you know, because I was still in the streets, you know what I mean? He wasn't really thinking to the degree where everybody thinking $1 million contract money. Man, he was doing it for love.
Cool.
He just loved it. He wanted to be on vinyl. Flashing, it was uptown. It was getting it in. Grandmaster Chad and them was making vinyl. We had the Cold Crush up there. They was doing their thing. Cool D and all of them getting on vinyl. All he wanted to do was get on vinyl.
I got it.
He came to the neighborhood, get out records played with the black car, all the DJs. That's what it was. So I was talking to DJ Double O. He was a DJ more at that time and making beats. But his name was just Chad at that time. You didn't have the name of it.
Wait a minute. Pardon me a minute, Valor, don't mean to interrupt you. So, Double O, rest in peace, your partner, he was a DJ before MC?
Yeah, he was a DJ. He was a DJ. Grandmaster D, the younger brother, he was making beats for DJing.
Okay.
And you know, when you went to hip hop, you rhyme a little, you know. DJ and Lou, you might mess around. That's why you got guys like the Lord to the Go-Go Players, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we're all different guys. So Double O, he could rhyme a little bit, but he wasn't really showing into the comedy. I was more writing all the time. Lyrics, writing rhymes, writing verses, writing books and books of rhymes.
Did you write Double O? Did you write Double O verses?
Yeah, I know most of the
Double
O stuff. Oh, okay. If you listen to the records now, Double O had that voice. Then, give him a verse, they change the things, so make it appeal to him, and they hear deliver. You know what I mean? But he had that voice that was out of his mind, a little low. lower tone studio in his basement. You know what I mean? So it worked. He was like, what's that sound? You know what I mean? But I was always spitting my own style and people and stuff like that. I come from that book and stuff and so on. Everybody already knew me from that. I'm talking about like 77, 79, 78. I was already doing it.
Yo, by the way, Valor, no homo, no homo. Brother, you still look good, man. You look like you ain't aged at all. You still look like Rhymes Valor on my lyric store. You still look like it, yo.
Trying to take care of myself. You know, I think I
can start
a nice little more
laid back. Oh, man. Yo, me and Mark Clark got stories about Florida, but that's another story. Go ahead, Vermont.
Yeah, so this is what happened. So we don't want to make a long story short. We was communicating on the phone. And that's how the whole Vermont government project. I changed my name. We navigated on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
We helped him out a little bit. We got him a name. The sound together is like a Batman Robin thing. You know what I mean? Like a Green on the Kato type shit.
Right.
And we just took it there, man. You know what I mean? And we was always from Brooklyn, 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 City.
You go to Brooklyn. Okay.
We moved to those of us. So we was always practicing. So I started basically living around, having fun, and getting fun. We was in the streets young, so we were in the streets, but we wasn't trying to bring that to
you know what, not to interrupt you, Valor, when I listen to Becoming Correct, that's what I loved about the album. The album is so. So, yo, Mark Live, you got to understand. And you know what? You know what? Pardon me, Valor. Yo, Mark Live, I should have sent you some links of the album, because what I want to tell you, Valor, what I noticed about the album, you had the hardcore, but then you had one of my other soft ballads, Have to Let You Go. Like, when I, yo... The album, yo, Mark, I'm gonna let you holler at Valor, Mark, but that, yo, go ahead, Valor, let me calm down, because that album, go ahead, brother. Right.
And we made the original demo sounded dope in the shop. But when we took the album in, as you know, at that time we was younger, we did it with a producer named Al Vermouth. He was a bass player and a producer.
Mm-hmm.
But he had moved to the Bronx. He was real tough. He played with everybody. He was a pop musician. He played with Madonna. All of them. He toured with all the major artists. But he had a studio in the Bronx. And we went up there and we did all the demos. When we did those demos, man, them demos was funkier than that.
Hey, yo, pardon me. Shout out to all six people that's watching and listening to Valor. Go ahead, Valor.
Man, we took that demo, corporations at that time, they always knew it. They took that in direct. That's why you get a lot of hours from that. They had problems with the record because they thought they could make the record sound better than we did or whatever. And they did those engineering stuff.
Okay.
But there was no experience. And when it came to delivering the real talent, they were messing up around 50 hours. And you talk to any old school artist, kids like Dolby Nama, Sheriff, Matt,
yeah.
One of the main problems everybody had was engineers.
Now, pardon me, Valor. When you say messing up the album, okay, you saying, okay, these engineers, They could engineer it, but when they came to getting busy with your album, they didn't know what they was doing.
Okay, I'll give you an example. Like, okay, certain people got one. A lot of albums, they sounded pure electronic, man. You wanted that whole band, that fucking album. That's why a lot of those albums that came out like in the 80s, they didn't have that bang to them. The only one who caught that was Def Jam. Rickman the Baddie, you knew what they was looking for. Certain ones couldn't catch that catching of records. That's why when you listen to a lot of those West Coast music albums, they sound too electronic. They was dealing with the producers that didn't understand the hip hop. You know what I mean? Okay, like Pumpkin and All Stars. You remember the record Pumpkin and All Stars?
Wait, what was the name?
Pumpkin and All Stars. That's with what's the name? The brother who just passed away.
You know Valor when you. Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
Yeah.
Listen to the drums. Those are Pumpkin and the All Stars and Orange Crush. And all those guys are hard. These are different things. These drums are funky. They have a lot to do with the delivery and crush. That's why a lot of records didn't go that far. So to make a long story short, he had this open book, some demos that was dope, and the white boy was fucked up the same thing. So if you liked it that,
that's crazy.
If you would have heard what we first had, it was much more fascinating.
Now you saying this is much more iller than we're coming correct.
It's the same album. Except the record was much more fun. If you listen to that album, it sounds very different.
Okay.
The original one was funky. It was sounding like the text of the James Brown record.
Now the beat. Right. Now the production. Now you did the beat. Who did the beats on the album? So you put, okay. That's crazy. Digital drum.
That's why now, like when Lord Professor came, Pete Rock, they do the text and the sound of the records, man. Rolling off. Hear those records? Those. That's why that is the golden record.
I get it. Mark Live, Mark, I'm going to let you chime in. Holler at Valor. Yeah, go ahead, Valor.
Produced. was 85, 84, 85. And if you know the history at that time about recording, wasn't really no hip hop producers, bro.
Right.
Even when Melly Mel and them think they record, they didn't produce them when they was up at Sugar Hills. Sylvia Robinson, said she went and brought some other old school producers, man and me.
Right.
Because there was no such thing as hip hop producers. Hip hop producers don't come to make our money. I'm saying official hip hop producers.
Your boy, Mark. Wow.
That's now we got the $1 million.
Yo, that yo, Mark Live, you hear this?
Yeah, man, that's amazing, man. That's how we got $1 million. It was a big war, and let me keep it 100 with you. We didn't get $1 million. We got a nice chunk to $1 million. But you understand the record business, which I know y'all do.
Pay for the studio, the budget. Yeah.
So it gets spent on videos.
Studio,
we had to do promotional touring. Okay? We had to do a lot of things, man. We had to do radio. A lot of that's paid for promotions.
Got you.
We had a nice chunk of the million. But the million was an overall budget.
Mm-hmm.
To respect to blow these cats. And that's how it went down. And at that time, they wasn't giving that much money, man. They could do $100,000. Talk to some of the early rappers. They keep it real with you. They're lucky if they got $100,000 for it. You're right. Yup.
Wow. Hey, yo, check this out. For my people. Hey, pardon me a minute, Valor. Hey, yo, for the people that's tuned in on Blog Talk Radio, we're talking with my brother Abu Valor from the Super Ill group back in the True School days, Valor and 00. So if y'all just now coming in, you can go right over to StreamYard on my YouTube channel, The Radar Band. Go to RAADDRR Band, my YouTube channel, and you can give us a call. If you want to holler at Valor 00, me and my brother Live 7, 319-527-6196. Call that number. Right now, we talking, we building Golden Era. True Schools. Abu Valor.
We did whatever's on that album. I think it might be about 14, 16 records. I don't even remember exactly. But whatever's told me on that
right.
album is what we did with Virgin.
Yes, y'all just
but
put
we
one
had
album.
Bro. We had already did singles already with a couple of other ladies.
Right.
It was the Ebony Dukes. It was the Ebony Dukes. We got two records under the Ebony Dukes. And then we got some other records under Law and Double Law. Already, it was already on vinyl and rap because I was already out there hustling, man. And I was getting things done. Okay?
Right.
I used to hang out with all the Jamaican cats in Flatbush. Some of the top Jamaican artists. I even wrote some records for some Jamaican artists. I used to hang with them.
Wait, you wanna say some names, Valor? You wanna share names? You ain't got to. I'm just going to snitch.
One of my main dudes is Orton Ivy, rest in peace. He passed away. Orton Ivy. He used to hang out with Orton Ivy. He used to hang out with a lot of
people. All right, peace.
Super Cat Marlon came up on that. Right? But anyway, Orton Ivy and these guys used to hustle hard. It was that breed of Jamaicans that came through in the Sotheby's, and they was getting money. And they used to press their own records. Anybody that understands the Jamaican music industry in the 70s, in the early 80s, they put their own records out.
Yeah.
So the reason why I'm mentioning is that because Orton Ivy, me watching him and being around him, I learned how to press records.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay? Orton Ivy press records. Under a label called Mr. O. All of this you can Google.
No doubt.
Okay, you can Google. Ebony Dukes, Below and Double O.
Of course.
Mr. O labels, Cat Claw, Bellway labels, all of it you can Google it. You'll pop right up. Nothing fake, everything real.
Hey, yo, while y'all watching this, I want y'all to hit that like button. Please smash that like button for me and subscribe. Hit me with some subscribes, and if you will, if you're on your social media, if y'all doing Twitter, IG, if you're on Facebook, or what have you, take the link. Please share this link share the video. Once the video is done, y'all, it's going to be a pre-recorded video. So download the video and also show that love. Hit your brother at the $ the MP Filler 718BK. Show that love. Hit your brother. Donate $1, $2, whatever. Show mad love. Share the video. Support. You are artists. You got music. Hit me up. Hit my brother Mark Live up. If y'all got something y'all want for more, you know Abu Valor to hear. At the end of the night, Abu Valor going to give out all this information, but we going to go real hard. Plus, I got one of my favorite records tuned up. You want me to tell you something? When I think about it, Abu Valor, I was just now looking, and I renamed the title. I was like, Rhymes Galore, but it was Rhymes Galore. I'm thinking Galore, but it's Rhymes Galore. You know what I mean? That's one of my joints, but I got something tuned up for more to come and correct. I got so much. Matter of fact, fuck it. I'm going to say the whole album is banging, but you got to be a true hip-hop head to understand while I'm bugging out over this Come and Correct album. At that time, I had that album. What else was out? That was what, 87? That album, Eric B. and Rakim, the Mr. Magic Rap Attack. I was banging all the cassette tapes. So you got to be a true head to understand what I'm bugging out over the Velour and 00 album. It's dope. And Mark Live, I'm going to put you on at the end. What up, Velour? Can you hear me, Velour?
Yeah.
Yo, Mark Live, you can't hear me?
I don't know why I can't hear you. You sound real light. Turn up something, baby, on your screen. Turn up the volume.
Can you hear me? Mark Live, can you hear me?
Nah, I can barely hear you. You sound low. I'm trying to... Let me see.
Yo, Mark, let me, Mark, I'll click you out, you come back in with the link. I'll click you out, you come back in. Come back in, I click you out, and you come back in. Let's see if he popped back in, Velour. You know what? I just learned so much from you just now, Velour, because again, being a fan of that album, yo, I had no idea. And I'm living in Brooklyn, but I had no idea that Velour and 00 had other records before We Come and Correct. Cause when you know how I heard We're Coming Correct? I was on the A train, and somebody was banging the tape. They was banging it. I was like, "What is that?" And then I had to steal some money, cause you know Mom Dukes was bugging out. Like she didn't really want me listening to certain records. So you know what I mean? I had to go to the mom and pop store. Right there in Bed-Stuy, that little record joint that been there for years, to go and buy y'all cassette tape, to go in there to get what's coming. Huh? Yeah, that store, yo. Yeah, I had to run in there and get the tape and just bang it out. So it was nothing that Pop Duke's cassette. Cause already had the tapes, but what you telling me is something brand new. I didn't know about Ebony Dukes and all other joints.
Try to knock people off. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It was one thing to be an artist, but
then you have to deal with the consequences. That's why you never hear that. So you hear somebody that's so dope, you're like, yo, why I never heard you like that? Or a couple of records come out, and they appear not to be as good as the next one. That's not true. There's a lot of dudes that are very talented and have skills, and that's not the reason why you don't hear it. A lot of politics in the game, Payola, washing hands, come on.
So wait a minute, because this... tell me something, because I know that there's more, there's more to learn, definitely, from what you're saying, from the music business in the 80s. Now, what about 2021? Would you say the 80s, like, okay, I'm going to ask this again, or bring this up if Mark Live get back on. Would you say it was easy to get that 80 mil in the 80s versus 2021? Somebody trying to get 80, trying to get a mil in 2021. How do you see it?
It's much easier.
Now, why is that?
Because you can make your tracks right now. Those people. Make sure they just sound fairly crisp and clean. And if they don't, you can load them up right now. And you're already in the game. The only thing you gotta do is learn how to stack your money and pay a promotional company. If you pay a promotional company or a good promoter or who knows how to really promote on internet, you're in the game, man.
So are you telling me, okay, when I think about you saying that mill, I would probably have to speculate or guess, let's talk about Flatbush. Okay, Valor and Double O, UTFO, Dr. Ice, who else was from Flatbush? Bolaeg and Lou and them. Oh, right. You had Mantronics, right? MCT was from Flatbush too. Right. So would you say out of those different record labels, them different groups versus Valor Double O getting that mill, and you just said it. No other groups was getting that mill, but would you say Roxanne, Shante, UTFO was just as big as Valor Double O? Would you speculate to say?
That's
where I'm at. Speak on that.
That's the difference. I mean, it's timing. That right there, it's unconditional. We just made moves and looked at the right people. It was the right time, and that happened to them. Their impact was much more powerful than ours. They still around today with a harder impact, and they had good records. They sounded like the street. That's where we came from. That made a difference. And it was a whole movement. Remember, they didn't just come with two dudes. They came with the whole clique.
The whole clique, yeah. So would you say Valor and Double O would be in a category of, let's say, wasn't really mainstream, but kind of underground? A little bit of mainstream, but underground.
Well, what it was we was the first ones to jump in the pot before pop was going to be pop.
Okay.
Being a pop rapper is the move. Everybody
want to
be
pop. Yeah, rest in peace, yeah.
The average rapper today, he want to be a pop artist. He want to be a popular artist. He want to sell. He want to perform for $1 million a gig, $250,000 a gig. But when we was coming up, we was actually going down that. That's what we was talking.
Remember, I told you I was coming from the business of getting money. So, I mean, I was urban, I was hip-hop and all that, but I still was like, listen, if this is going to take us to the next level, let's do what we got to do. So, yes, we was one of the first groups to go in that top pattern, to go down that lane. But they wasn't ready for it. You understand?
Y'all was ahead of y'all time. Y'all was ahead of the game.
We knew what we was doing. I knew what I was doing. That's why I still stand firm on. I shot the shot. We ain't where we needed to. It is what it is. Now, in Australia and UK, we blew.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
Yeah, in Australia and UK and New Zealand, we blew. We was out there touring, getting the money, doing what we do. But in New York and all the little urban places where it was coming at us, they didn't quite catch on us like that. And there's another thing. There was a lot of other groups that was clicked up. If you notice, the Law and Bell Law wasn't clicked up.
Two-man click. That's true.
Houdini was with LL Cool J, Run DMC, Fox and Eric B. All of them was on a festival. All of them was on a Jack Jam tour.
Yeah.
They was all clicked up on the Juice Crew. They was all clicked up on the tour. So when it was time to go out, I remember them talking to us in the office. I remember one of the producers of the label, executive producers, like, so, there's some tours to fly on, but this is what the tours are. And when I heard those tours, I was like, yo, we gonna be on the bottom of the ladder of those tours. We don't want to be in them tours. We want to go out there and shout.
Right. You want to open up. You want to be able to open.
Yeah, you know, for me going on the basketball team. I want to go to the team, nigga. Well, I'm going to get off the bench. Like, I'm going to get some money. I want the money, but I want to shout too. So when it was time to make a decision on how we going to go out, the first group we went out with was Gabby Jeff, the Fresh Prince.
Dope.
Gabby D and the Bulls. Right?
No doubt.
The whistle. College dates. So it was cool. Every day the boys, Jazzy Jeff, Fresh Prince.
Right.
Whistle. Us. It was cool.
Shout out the whistle.
But everybody was settled to go on tour, different tours. Every day that was going out on another tour. So when it was time to go on a tour, my manager said, yo, I got some lines up in Australia, UK, New Zealand. I was like, no, let's go where we need to go. I'm not going to sit around and wait and be a coattail and niggas. I got to go get this money. We got to go out here and try to do acting. And that's what we did. Until it did me and all of them niggas on the deck. All of them.
So, Valor, let me ask you this. So, y'all rocked real hard in Australia, out in Europe. Now, was anybody rocking with Valor and Double O over there?
We was out there.
Oh, groups from Australia and Europe, y'all was on.
Where we was at, we was on the bill with some of those groups. They was opening up bars. We was
responsible.
I show you some pictures, man. We was doing. In 86, 87, we was doing 2,000, 15,000 venues.
Damn.
So
you really, I mean, you do want hometown, you do want the borough, but it's like you really didn't need the borough or the city. Because you, that was eating.
We gonna do the Roxy. We gonna do the fuck out. Like that kind of level of club. Why do that? We could go do 10,000 to 15,000 venues out the gate. I reckon it was blown out here.
So what spots did y'all blow up in New York City? Like what did Valor and Double O, like what in the city, like what places did y'all rock the mic at?
Oh, We did a couple of slams in New York. We did a couple of fests. We did some Black Expo, you know, some things like that. We did a couple of that before we hit overseas. But honestly, we didn't do a lot. Because when the record came out, the opportunity was there. We wasn't waiting. Go so where the money's at. Like, they drop a record right now. And then they would say, yo, man, your record is banging in France. And it's banging in Germany.
I'm out. Flying out. Right.
You could be on the plane getting that money, man.
No doubt.
That's what this was for. So that's what we did. So we had a couple of things here. You know, we got one, but we had been doing digging and dabbing. We was going for stuff like that before rappers was even touring.
Checking again, had to run down. All right, cool. Abu Valor, let me ask you this. Was there any known artist that y'all was on? I know you said being at the bottom, but let's say, like, did you ever at one point get a chance to be on a bill with Big Daddy Kane or Rakim or Dana Dane, like somebody with Valor on a stage? Okay, sweet. Okay, yeah, you did.
We was doing that early. And right now, that's what everybody.
Right now. So again. They go stay overseas.
This is what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is that we was already.
Slow,
we was early in doing it. Because that's where the money's at, man. They appreciate their hot tour. Out of the country, you in the local
area, everybody's
a rapper. Agreed. Everybody's a DJ.
Half
the people come to the show in Asia. They don't want to see you on stage anyway. They want to be.
Right.
So understand what you're dealing with. You're dealing with that. You know what I mean?
No.
Honestly, if you put out a record, always think worldwide market.
Okay, so in other words, I'm going back to what you were saying. Today would be way more better than what, let's even say the 90s. Today is better than the 90s when it comes so far as putting your music out. You ain't got to wait to try to get a record deal.
But they came up and they would drive inside a record.
See?
I got some artists that I deal with who would rather still sign an old record deal because they're comfortable with that. But me?
Not comfortable with that.
From a CEO
and business. And you own it. You ain't got to worry about, like what, rest in peace to Prince, Abu Valor. Remember, Prince was so gung-ho on, yo, do you own your masters? You gotta own your own music. Do you own your shit? Yo, you know what's crazy? Speaking of that part, what we're building on, I think Nas, you might have heard this. Nas wanted to do a record with Prince, and Prince asked Nas, do he own his masters? And I think Nas was somewhere like, nah, and they never got the record.
Because
otherwise, Trump wants to
be Pat, James. They're owning everything, and I'm going to get some finish off it and control it. Anytime a new deal goes down, they got the right stuff for me. Right now, you can do the record, put it out, sign up with Song Trust, Sound Exchange, the Remember Show, ASCAP, BMI. They'll track your money on your record. Send them your barcode. Send them your round number, and the money will go right to your bank. That's it. The only three, four,
three, four,
once you get a good PR company, game over. You be in the game just like anybody else.
Believe it.
And then now, you got endorsements.
Right.
Commercials.
Mixed
companies, wine companies.
TV commercials.
Yeah, they'll come and sponsor you. Look at C-Max. You got sponsors.
It'd be nice chicken. I'll be resting. I get up. I go to the restroom like two something in the morning. I look at my IG. Yo, be nice is spending at 2 a.m. with half 2K people watching them.
You know why? Because he understands. And if he stays there, and he understands the power of internet. I've been studying that, man, the power of internet and knowing your work.
So I move along. What can I do for, you know, people such as myself and you too? And you said it like back in the 80s, back in the True School era, not everybody gonna get a meal. Now, would you agree today, not everybody is gonna get half of 2 or 3K or half of 25,000 people watching the podcast? It ain't gonna happen for everybody.
Well, first of all, your music gotta be good. If your music is good, you know who to market to. See, that's the key thing with the internet game. If you're selling a razor blade or a shaving machine, you gotta market these niggas that got kids. You gotta know who to market your music to. So if you got a certain type of music, you gotta know y'all. Who's music similar to mine? Well, you know what? I'm gonna go after they money. Who likes that kind of music? You know what? I'm going to go after their audience. I'm going to go after that. That's going to be my foundation. And I'm going to keep doing it until my numbers build up and build up and build up. And promotion. Again, promotion. You got to have promotion. Nothing don't sell without promotion. You can't sell a pot out without promotion. Ain't nothing selling without promotion. If you got music, you got to keep your ads in next step. Sometimes it might cost a penny because it just tempts you that much. But you gotta find somebody, good, reasonable promoter, or internet promoter. They call it internet blasters now. The blasters, the ads on the internet. And that's how you wanna do it, man.
Right. Well, another thing too, right? It's like, people be going viral, Abu Valor. They get a million likes. They get a million hits on their YouTube or their IG. You gotta get start like the viral for someone to pay attention to you. They looking at how many likes, how many views, how many comments. Like, not everybody is going to get all that, but like you said, for somebody to promote an internet to promote you, that's going to cost a hell of a lot of payola to Abu Valor. And see, that's the thing, like doing the knowledge and trying to learn how to do it. But Valor, it be like so damn hard trying to get it done. Like you be up.
But all I'm saying is that's the test and that's the hump you gotta get over.
That's the hump, yeah.
You gonna have to do that to make it happen. Because there's too many people online trying to get heard and get seen. I'll give you an example, right? I watched a video the other day. It was about this kid. He's a biker.
Okay.
He's out of Queens. He rides bikes, do wheelies and all that.
Yeah.
Born in the street. He gets together with the cats in Harlem, Queens, they got his niche. But he's a known cat. He has so many hits. Funk Master Fletcher shot out of the mouth.
What?
He's so popular. He got so many hits on his bricks. He's doing wheelies, doing tricks. Running around on bikes. He gets so many followers and hits. He now got an agent. And the agent went and negotiated deals for him just on the strength of his life. So the agent now sat down with business people and broke it down to him and let him know, look, this guy's not no hustler, he's not a street guy, he's not a bad guy, he's loves to ride bikes, this is what he does, he's a good dude. Put your brand on
it. Okay. But the key is how do you, well, you know, no, that, I'm not asking you, Abu Valor, that's on another note, but the thing is, how the hell do you get sponsors? Don't, you ain't got to answer that. That's on another conversation, because it's like getting sponsors and getting promoters, all that don't come easy. And you try to look for like I don't know if you've seen this before, I don't know if you've seen this before, Abu Valor. You know, they got certain venues on the internet. Like if you Google hip hop promotions, 25, 50, or whatever, but you be paying this amount of money, because I know I invested in trying to promote what I do. It still comes scratching my head, like, no matter how much I'm spending, no Bible. There you go.
A lot of those followers right there, they sent to you and then they don't come back. They just get a boost up your number. So your numbers get boosted, but they're not real
supporters. Right, because, you know, you go in there. You Right, you know. Right, you know what I'm talking about. The SoundCloud promotion. The Twitter promotion. $50, $10. And you still like, shit ain't blowing up. Gotcha.
Tomorrow, they're somewhere else.
They drop off.
Organic fans. Organic supporters. When I think that, I was looking at all of that, I think that that's not going to work.
You're not wasting your money on that. You're not going to pay for no for the program.
That's not organic. You got to have real promotions going on. If it's organic,
believe it, that makes sense. Yeah.
To come in and then they disappear. No more momentum the next couple of days. And that was possible.
Right. No doubt. True that. Right. So, no doubt. So check this out, y'all. It's at the top of the hour. I don't know how much more longer my brother Abu Vallon gonna stay with us. But what I would like to do, I got a joint. Matter of fact, I wanna do this because I don't want Abu Vallon. I don't want you to break out yet. Because what I wanna do, I want the Lord Manifest Show, Blog Talk Radio, and my YouTube channel, Radar Van. I want to break worldwide on my station. It's time for a new rap style by you, Abu Vallon. But before we do that, I gotta.
Grandmaster D, it's Abu
Vallon. Right. Yeah, shout out to Grandmaster D, Houdini. Rest in peace to Ecstasy, no doubt. Now, before I get into that record, because I know I want to come back and talk to you about that, and you can give a little bit more advice if you got the time, but I want to do this for my man. He's in here watching this. I want to give a shout-out to Augie. I forget where you just said you from, but I'm gonna play your record now while Abu Vallon is here. If you want to talk to him, just call it. Actually, what you do, you can type in your number. No, you can type in your question. Abu Vallon, do you see the comments? Do you see the comments over here?
No.
Okay, so what it is then, if y'all type in some questions for Abu Vallon, what I do, I'll bring it in like this. As you can see, shout out to the Debbie. She put the thumbs up. You see that, Abu Vallon?
Yeah, you tell me the question and I answer it.
Right, whatever you wanna ask. But right now, right. No doubt. So what I'm gonna do for hold up. So while you up in here, I'm gonna play your record right now. But before I play your record, I got some dope drops. I got a drop right here from a man, Abu Vallon. Now, I'm on Blog Talk Radio as we still build on YouTube. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play this drop. I'm going to play a couple of drops. Then I'm going to play Augie. I'm going to play your joint, Augie Raps. Shout out to Augie Raps. I'm going to play your record. Thanks a lot for the $5 donation in the Cash App. I'm going to play your joint. I forget where you know what you do? Augie Raps, you still in the room. I want you to put in the comments where you from and put a question for Abu Vallon or myself or Mark or whatever. But definitely for Abu Vallon, ask him a question. I'll put that up on the screen and Abu can answer that. But in the meantime, we're gonna take a couple of minutes, few minutes of a break for Blog Talk Radio. We're still live on YouTube, but I'm gonna cut the mic on Blog Talk Radio. Play this drop, and then I'm going to get into my man Augie Raps record. So check the shout. We going to rock right now. Peep the drop. Check it out.
Yo, what's good? My name is Abu Vallon from Vallon and Double O, and I'm live on the Lord Manifest Show. Don't touch that dial. Peace.
Nobody knows me, yeah. Okay, nobody knows me. On the west coast or east coast, but these flows make a motherfucking ego. Where the fuck the hype at? Fight night and fly back with my raps. Let a little time pass me right back with no nightcap, but I slay. Hide my knife for my day. Half as you gon' cut it in, I know it to be true. Look inside my memo, weapon better rest of you, yeah. Whoa, slow down, okay. Can't tell what you say. I don't know what it is. I don't know where you live, but I'm still gone. get you. I'm the one got you sinning. I'm the one got you out there late at night. Windows tinted, yeah. Rapper to a rapper, I'm a how to make it better. I was built with many facets, not a station could have handled. Resonation on the mantle, straight up put it in the fire. I ain't quitting, I don't lie, lie, bitch. I got white on my lid though. Right when I get low, high when I sit though. Shipping so predictable, a tongue of pain and pizza rolls. Well, it's for a feature, bro. That's what I've been needing, ho. That's what I've been needing, huh? Watch me, I'm a feeder burst. Now you said I couldn't crunch. That's just what a capping does. Never put a cap on me. Even if you're trying to, it's never gonna happen. Boy, I got the style of the raps trying to snatch it. Why? Look at my face, I got no test. But the one around my waist, you gon' love that. Yeah, look at my face, I got no test. But the one around my waist, you gon' love that. Yeah, whoa, whoa, slow down, okay. Can't tell what you say. I don't know what it is. I don't know where you live, but I'm still gon' get you. I'm the one got you sinning. I'm the one got you out there late at night. Windows tinted, yeah. Okay, it's a hit now. Everyone sit down, now I feel the yoda like I'm over at the end and now. Notice that the story keep on rolling like it's been a while. Boy, and see, I'm bouncing like it's voice, yeah, it's been a while. Word, I'm in my third. Hey, I might pop soon, I might die of thirst. I ain't never dropped, no drip is my verse. I ain't never stopped, nah, shit is my curse. My curse, I like words, I write verse till it hurt. A nice surf, a white hearse to my church with no shirt and vice versa. I'm obscure, but it work, and I'm certain y'all sure, but I'm serving y'all clear, but I'm bourbon, I purchase y'all. Clerking that shit, mad verbiage, no sip. I'm sober, don't hit, fold over, can't flip. Overnight shift all night, I'm a overnight shift, alright. Yeah. Can't tell what you say.
What you saying to me?
I don't know what it is. I don't know where you live.
Yo, yeah, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. This is Big Ghostface in the building, straight from Staten Island. Y'all tuned in to Wu Affiliated Fam Radio right now. Y'all already know what it is. With the God, Tashi Malah, Ghostface, we in the building, Wu Affiliated. That's the fam, yo. One.
Well, what up? Peace.
Hey, yo, shut up. This Iceberg, a.k.a. Ice-T, a.k.a. Glock in your motherfucking mouth, bitch. Yeah, I'm on the Lod Manifest show with my nigga Radar Van. Act like you know. Don't get tied up, kid.
Well, what up? We back. Blog Talk Radio. Yo, shout out to Augie Raps. Woodlawn Projects is where he say from. But Abu, take a look at the window. You got a question. Take a look at the window.
I'm on a little phone. What is saying?
He said, this is from Hip Hop Raise Me, the blog. Wants to ask Abu Valor, where did his musical influences come from? He want to know where your musical influences come from.
Well, I mean, what's up to hip-hop laws, man? I know about the truth. They have the game. Never blog. Hello. But, it depends. I mean, if it's hip-hop, hip-hop influences, my MC that I used to listen to that motivated me would have to be Grandmaster Cash from the Cold Crush School. And Kubo D and Scooby G. Those are the three MCs that made me want to say, yo, I want to spit these balls. I want to do this. Kumo G, Spoonie G, and Grandmaster Caz. And if you listen to all of them, you see, early, they had balls. They were sick. They had that flavor. They had that wittiness, and they could keep delivering words for them. And that's really my style of day, playing stuff. So those are the first ones that influenced me. But before that, I'm listening to old school soul music. I got a fan. You know what I'm saying? That's why I came with smooth style. So I grew up on smooth set, right? You got five moments, you know what I mean? That kind of stuff. You know, spinners. I see my mom was in the fan in the house. That's what I grew up on, man. You know? Groups like that, Temptation, Motown Sam, you know, Jackson Five. It was a soul music group. It was a group of
That's why when we started digging in the crate, those were the first records we was flipping. We was flipping the records we knew. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I'm actually a 60s baby. I was born in the 60s. So, when the 70s came, I was like 8, 9 years old, early 70s. So anybody can tell you right then around that time, it was only certain type of records you heard. You heard white pop records, and you heard black R&B soul. That was it. And those are the records that everybody was flipping. The first levels of forms of hip hop was those records. And then in the 70s, reggae hit the scene. I'm from Flatbush, so.
So that's Flatbush.
Yeah, so it was soul music and reggae. That's what we felt. You know, but as far as MCs, I say Grandmaster Caz, Kumo D, Spoonie G.
Woo, no doubt. Now you do my man Augie Raps. He wants feedback from you, Abu Valor. He want to know what you thought of his song.
I was gonna definitely speak on it. The joint, I felt the vibe. I just think it needed a better mix. But I mean, I know most people are working out of there. Home studios and stuff like that. But, you know, you got to try to concentrate on the mix of the record because everybody want to hear you clear. They want to hear what you're saying, hear what you, you know, what you bring into them as far as the clarity of the record. But as far as the beat, I mean, it seemed like what's happening today. I mean, it has that same tempo, that same beat. It could be mixed right in with any of the other records. You know what I mean? But let's be honest, I'm not no young man. Like, I don't listen to them kind of artists. I listen to more maybe the 90s and up.
Boom back. Boom back.
I listen to 80s and up. So when I'm hearing that, I'm never knocking my younger brothers because there was a time when we delivered hip-hop. My moms and other people didn't understand what we was delivering. Like you said, when you went and bought Coming Correct, you know, your moms and pops and man, you must gotta have that. You know what I mean? So it got a different vibe to me and everything. But I understand it. I'm open-minded to understand that, look, this is what's happening. So I felt the track because I listened to the radio and certain other tracks come on nowadays. But if I go to Pandora, I go listen to Rock Marciano. Flea Lord. I'm listening to the Still Got That Smack. I don't really listen to the, you know, the more, I don't even know what to call the singer that the brother just played. I mean, I know it's a younger wave of what they doing today, but I don't even know what to call the singer. But like I said, I know it's in tune
with
what they're doing.
Hey, pardon me, Abu Valor. Augie Rap said he's from Woodlawn Projects, but he said he's from Carterville, Idaho, Northwest. Recorded at Chris Beat Studio. But he said it's from Idaho, but Woodlawn sound like Woodlawn in the Bronx. Sound like Woodlawn in the
Edge. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, okay. When I moved from Brooklyn to Florida, the first thing I noticed, the radio was different.
Right.
They were playing different records. I had to go throw in cassettes, mixed tapes, or Pandora to get half on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, I know that that's the vibe. What young homie was playing. Because I hear it when I turn on the radio.
Right.
But I can't even adjust it. Like if me and you had a record company and you said to me, well,
should we sign this? I couldn't tell. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. I got a question for you from Blog Talk Radio. This is on Blog Talk Radio from this kid named Michael. He said he remembered the Coming Correct album, but he wants to know about the rock record. What made you do the rock record? He's talking about We Will Rock Crush You. That joint was classic. Yeah, he want to know what made y'all do a rock record. Back then, he said, was y'all trying to follow Run DMC with that? From his name, Michael, Blog Talk Radio.
Well, our record company was trying to follow whatever was a hit. And yes, Run DMC did have some rock hits. But that wasn't really the reason why we did that record. The reason why we did it, if you know the history of hip hop, that was a record always played. If you went to Harlem World, the Cold Crush did routines on those records. Bruce was doing routines on all those records. Those was nothing but beats.
Right.
A lot of the cats who came, maybe, they came in the 80s. You know, they might have been born in 80-some or whatever. They look at it as, you know, somebody trying to do that record, trauma. Even Running Them. Running Them wasn't trying to do a rap record.
Oh, that's true.
Jay introduced that. That was one of the great beats we used to cut out. So that was the same thing with us. We will crush you. We will rock you. But we've been cutting those records. We was cutting up all those records. Long time ago. So that's really what it is. If you want to listen to a couple of hits, Biz has. Those are old records we used to hear on the radio. They came on in the 70s. All the records. That's why Biz got sued. Because he had dropped the
things. All the set didn't clear the samples. Didn't clear them in the samples.
We used to listen to records on WABC.
Hmm.
Ask anybody about the 70s. If you're not old enough, ask your mom. WABC, the music is on us. They used to be a channel.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that from Pop Duke telling me about that. Yeah.
Yeah, we were taking all those breaks and chopping them up. So that's why you hear a lot of dudes did similar records, did some of the same records, because those were the break beats.
Yeah.
Some of the break beats. It came out of, you know, those ones that's called break beats now?
Yeah.
You can buy them on Amazon called break beats?
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, there's original records that they used to play. Long
like the funky drummer was a break beat, right?
It's all of those broken them used to play them on that wrong. No questions to do with games on. Fantastic Rock Classic Class. You know what I mean? Lisa Lee and all of Uptown. They used to do Debbie Dad. Everybody used to do routines off those things. They're the same break beats we was using over and over.
So,
beat records, and some of them are good records that we all remember coming up.
All right, so look, Abu Valor. Let's switch it over now, because we did a little bits and pieces. This is just for the people that don't know Abu Valor or Valor Double O, but and for the people that's been following and still listening, now let me look on Blog Talk. All right, we got 10 people listening. Salute the 10 people that's on Blog Talk that's listening and hanging in, and shout out to the few people that's here on YouTube. Can you tell us in 2021 or just a few years ago? Now, I already know you already gave me the knowledge, rest in peace to Double O, but where is Abu Valor at today and Valor and Double O at today in 2021?
Rest in peace.
Yeah, about 4 years back. So, I mean, you'll never hear from Lord Double O again. But what I have did is I took some of the tracks that we never videoed and created videos for. And I'm still doing that now. I got a couple of tracks that I got in mind, and I'm going to do the videos for those tracks. So it's keeping the momentum of Lord Double O here because it was a legendary time. We was in a groundbreaking group. One of the first groups to do a lot of things. We opened the doors for a lot of people. Even if they don't understand it and know it, I get that. A lot of people don't know what Dr. J did for Michael Jordan. So I understand that. You know what I mean? That's just how it is. The people usually break things, do things. A lot of times they don't get, you know, just to get flowers. They don't get paid for it. It is what it is. I don't come from that background and cry over that. I mean, this is what it is, keep it moving. What you want to do now? All right, so as below right now, I just do what I feel. As it comes, I do. You know what I mean? I got a little hip-hop show on YouTube, edited some videos. I got a cooking show with my wife. I mean, I'm just doing production. I'm just doing it, you know what I mean? I'm putting out a record when I want to. I got a little studio, I can put them out anytime I want. And that's just what it is. So I figured out now the next level of the game. So I will be releasing more music and, you know, still getting some publishing, royalty checks or whatever that comes through internet. You know, but I'm not sweating no record companies.
What?
I'm a record company myself.
Now, leave it right there for a quick second. Now, what I want to do, and you can come back and you can add on to more what you're saying, but where, now far as what you just said, where's Abu Valor at today? I know it's okay with you, but I want to go ahead and play It's Time for a New Rap Style with you and Grandmaster D. I want to rock that. I want to come back and ask you, who did the beat you produce? And always like to know what drum machine you mess with. But we want to talk about It's Time for a New Rap Style, the idea and everything. So I want to play that record and ask you what, yeah, don't tell me now. Want to find out, when did that drop? How well was the record received? That's what I want to do. So I want you to go ahead while everybody listening. I'm going to go ahead and get ready and rock it, but I want you to introduce the record, Abu Valor, please.
Okay.
Let's go.
Time for a new rap style by Grandmaster D and Abu Valor. Check it out.
Let's go. Boom. Lord Beneficial, we be back.
Yes, indeed. Uncle Ralph, Ralph McDaniels, in the place to be. We got new music, y'all. Grandmaster D, Abu Valor. Time for a new rap style. Let's go.
Grandmaster D, let's get him while we got him. Yo, I got to get funky. I know the scoop, I'm a hip-hop junkie. Got to tell the truth, boy, your style is crummy. Your time's up, boy, the motion stop. About 3 in the morning, I'ma throw you off the dock. Got spared before, but rhymes is the ammo, I bust nut shots. I'm flip, skip, bust your hoop. The unknown brother, boy, the style is swift. I burn something up like smoke and split. I'm apple, watch him, stop, rush him. Artillery thick, yo, I got time.
for them. I eat MCs cause I know they're full of filling. The rhymes overflow, I'ma keep spilling. Funky like a sweatsuit, I'ma get in it.
Time for a new face, a new rap style. Time for a new face, a new rap style. Stepping in the party, I'm with my crew. I master D around the way to take through. I never hesitate to do what I do. I flip the cross fade, the 1, 3, 2. I be the magic man with magic hands. I'm the greatest from my master's grand. Spinning turntables, never fable. Since young, catching honeys with the hazel. Brothers got beef, brothers got grief. It's no relief, I pull them just like Keith. Press rewind, better mind without stress. It's nothing new, Grandmaster, do this on a red.
It's time for a new face, a new rap style. A new breed of man, with the wow. It's time for a new face, a new rap style. A new breed of man, wicked wow.
Had to drop a little intro before my brother Abu Valor came in. Now,
you want me to tell you how it came about? That's where we was at.
Now let me ask you. Who produced the record? Who did the beat?
Well, my man named Mark STS. He's from Switzerland. He gave me that track.
Okay.
Track, and I spit a solo record on the track. So I let Grandmaster D hear the track.
Okay.
And Grandmaster D was like, yo, that joint is popping. You know what I mean? Let me get on the track, and let's do something with that track. So what we did is, I called my man Mark Boogie Brown. I made him replay the track over. You understand? Because it was a sample. So we didn't want to use the sample. Right? He wants to put it out as a single, as the original record.
Right.
What we did is we played it over. My man Mark Boogie Brown, he's out of Brooklyn. He did a lot of stuff for Dust Down.
Shout out to
Do a lot of stuff. Do a lot of stuff. He played it over for me. Did the track back, and me and Grandmaster D went in and did the track.
Mm.
This time I just took off all the verses I had. I had 3 verses on it. But what I did is I just left on 1 verse and let Grandmaster D put his verse, and we cut the record short for it to be, you know, prepared for radio just in case it's up.
Hey, Apple, let's take a phone call. I got a phone call. You wanna talk to somebody below? Because I still got more questions about that record, but let's take a phone call on blogs. All right, let's... Matter of fact, you will be able to hear them now. Let me just turn down... Just turn down the bangers in the background. I think I know who this is. Let me see. Hey, yo, 561. This is the Lord Manifest Show with Abu Valor. Who's on the phone?
Yo, peace, God. You know it's your boy Carl, man. What's poppin', man? What up,
oh, man. Oh, wow. We got my man Carl. Hey, yo, Carl. Have you been listening to the conversation with me and Abu Valor?
Nah, I just got on board, like, let's say about 15 minutes ago, my nigga. 10, 15 minutes ago. You know what I mean?
Okay, hey, Abu Valor, can you hear my man call? Can you hear him?
I hear him nice and clear. Yeah, I hear him.
Sweet. Now I got hip-hop trivia for you, Carl. And this is easy. This is super easy for you. You from Brooklyn. This brother that I have on, Abu Valor, he's from Brooklyn Flatbush. I mean, not to give his age, but the brother's older than us, but he looks younger than me. But look, do you remember, Carl, do you remember back in the True School, like 87, all your favorite MCs, but this particular group was like underground, but they were still, Uncle Ralph played their music. Have you ever heard of Valor and Double O?
Oh, yeah,
Wait, stop. Don't bullshit, Carl. Do you remember Valor and Double O?
Double O, yeah, son. Yo, no bullshit. Yeah, son. I ain't hear that name in a minute, though, fam. Word. Double O.
So, look, Carl, I want you to chop it up right now with my brother Abu Valor. He hears you. And hey, let's do a say peace, Valor. See if he can hear you.
Peace.
Yo, peace, God. Peace. Word, peace, man.
Talk to Abu Valor, Carl.
Yeah. What up, King? What's going on, man?
What's good, my brother?
Chilling, man. For real, man. You see, let me tell you, it's so authentic, man, to have a person of your stature, man, you know what I'm saying, that I'm talking to, man, because it's like y'all are like the foundation, man. Like, you're from that era, you're like a foundation, a piece, man, to the foundation of hip-hop, man. Real talk, man. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. And cats like y'all, man, need to be appreciated, man. You heard? You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, man. I appreciate that, brother. Word up.
For real, man. Because once Radar started talking, man,
we was doing it for the culture, man. You know what I mean? It was the way we lived, man.
Facts, man.
Hip-hop, that's what we was doing. We wasn't sitting around thinking about record budgets and all that.
Facts,
we was just like,
man, facts.
I do this. I want to be heard. They're making records. I want to get on the record. That's all it was. All
right. Word, man, and it's a shame when you see what was going on right now in the music industry, man. It's a shame, man.
Wait, say that one more time, Carl, to Abu. What you say?
I said it's a shame, man, what you see what's going on in the industry right now, man. You know what I'm saying? When you said it earlier, Radar, man, you said 87, man. I remember like it was yesterday, man. Real talk, man, going down to the VIM. Getting yo, remember back in the days that yo, everybody was rocking the Lees, you know what I mean? The Lees, the Pumas, the silk BVDs, you know what I mean? Silk shirts, words, you know what I mean?
Yes, indeed, man.
Word.
BVD, you know what I mean? Stan Smith, Lees,
word.
Gang Tangos,
now hold on, because I know you're a busy man, Abu Valor, and you know what? I'm gonna wait till you break out, cause I'm gonna play one of my joints when you leave from off the Coming Correct album. But what I wanna ask you, Abu Valor, the idea it's time for a new rap stack. Where did that idea come from? The title was time for a new rap style. How well was it received? Like, how far did y'all push it?
Well, we're still pushing it because this is how records, you don't know when a record's going to break, man. I can tell you that right now. You don't know when a record's going to break. if you feel as though the record is good,
right,
most of the time, if you don't have a major company behind you, the record has not touched who it needs to touch yet. It takes corporate money, millions of dollars, man, to promote a record.
Correct.
Don't let these people fool you. They make you think, oh, you're just going to make a record and boom, you're going to give it to a couple of DJs and it's going to spin out of control. Nah, that's not true, man. Radio's controlled, internet's controlled, TV's controlled. All that's controlled by major corporations. If they don't own you, they got you on a contract, that's why you don't see a lot of offers. And other things is involved now. You know what I mean? You know, you got to play the game. It's a whole lot that goes through now. It's a whole new way. But I'm saying, if you know the record is good, and you know the record is popping, you got to keep pushing the record, man. If the record get in the right person's hand, they could blow that record up.
No doubt.
Remember, we dealing with worldwide and international. Remember what I told you about overseas?
Yeah, no doubt.
Single. If the right DJ gets the single, they'll blow that single up. That single will be playing overseas. You go platinum overseas. Bring the record back. You can bring the record back to the
Apple Valor. Speaking of what you're saying, when the last time, or no, not the last, well, yeah, but since you ain't Grandmaster D, hey, yo, call, this time for a new rap style from Abu Valor, Grandmaster D from Houdini doing the scratches. I'll send you the link. If you didn't hear the record yet, have you called? Have you heard it?
Nah.
Okay. Matter of fact, I'm going to send you the video link of the new record. But what I want to ask you, Abu Valor, since y'all dropped it, have you had a chance to go over Steve's personally and promote over there? Have you had a chance to fly out over there?
Right.
Like, when we dropped the
record, all that was going on.
Right.
I was like, you'll let them know that the record is popping. But again, when all this took place, a lot of the press and the flying out and meeting other people, all of that stopped, man. It got to a halt. Everything is froze. It's hard to promote a record right now unless you're already with a label and they're sending you out to radio slots.
See, that's what we was building on earlier, Abu Valor. That's why I was like, you know, I'm looking on Google SoundCloud promotion. Like you said, it's not organic. You need that real person to invest to really put it out there to some real organic. And, yeah, it's hard in the mother. Hard in the motherfucker. Whoa.
Organic. Even in the DJs, it's hard to push it right now. I mean, the only one that's really out there in the front like that is D-Max. He caught a wave because
of the pandemic.
He was DJing online. Remember as soon as the COVID thing popped in place. Remember when they shut down and everybody had to stay home?
Yeah, no doubt.
He got right on the radio. And he caught everybody. That was organic. I remember the first night he was playing. Everybody was like, thank you, man. We needed some entertainment. We felt the pressure. That wasn't paid for. That was organic. That's what I'm saying. You got to catch a wave organic. It can't be no pay for Spotify. They pay to hit your Spotify and tomorrow they're gone. They hit your YouTube. You're getting fake numbers. They're gone. It got to be organic with genuine support. That's what you believe. So me, I would prefer the record to break overseas or something like that. I can take the money that I make and bring it back to the States. It's business.
As you always have done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whoever catch on to it. I'm going where they catch on. If the record get out in France, Germany, I'm there.
Now, let me ask you this, Abu Valor. You a producer. You produce? You make beats?
I produce. Yeah, I produce.
Now what I would like to know. Now as you can see, Abu Valor, as you can see, I like the MPC. Do you mess with the MPC?
I never mess with the MPC. Now, I used to mess with the MPC.
So what do you? Oh, salute, yeah, the ASR. Okay. Dope.
I got the ASR pick right behind
me. I see it.
Old school vintage ASR.
I see it. True school. ASR. And it's still, when I look, right, now, if I don't know if you have a scroll, which you have, but I don't know if you have, but I know you have, though, Abu Valor. You can see producers like Facebook or Instagram. I'd be like, oh, shit, brothers got your ASR 10. They banging out on the ASR 10 today.
Yeah.
No, I'm rocking.
You got to rock with what you feel like.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When you rocking a machine constantly, you become at one with that machine.
That's how I feel about the MP.
You ever notice you give a certain program, and you know that program, and you don't want to leave that program. A new program come in, you're like, yo, man, I'm good with this. I know it's like the back of my hand. You like one with that program. That's how I am with the ASR. I could on the ASR, I could pop it off in a couple of seconds. I don't want to sit around with no machine and study it for 6 months. Now, if you got a beat and you rocking that, I just tell you, yo, bring that to the studio, drop that, let's add on to that, let's get busy with that. You nice with that. That's how I rock. Whoever's nice with whatever they nice with, that's how I rock and roll, man. Because everybody's nice with something different.
Word.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, yo, Carl, you want to holler back at Abu? Anything you want to ask him?
Yeah, man, something I want to ask, man, is that what you think was like one of the toughest things that you had to deal with, man, dealing with the industry?
Toughest thing I had to deal with?
Yeah, in the industry.
I didn't really have, like I explained to the brother a little earlier before you came on, my whole story, I never looked for what these dudes is looking for today. Like most of these dudes who rapping and they doing stuff, they doing it because they want a record deal.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Or they doing it because they want that. And I get that. But remember, I came out, man, this was my culture, man. I was a graffiti artist. I used to stop rap, break dance. I used to DJ, I used to MC. This was a part of my lifestyle.
I'm a Mr. Hip Hop.
Yeah, this was my, I did this every day.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I said we robbed and we stole, we still break dance. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We still see. We still had a pilot in our pocket and rode on the train. Like, this was what we did, man. A lot of us know fire. We in the street, moms at work. This is what we did.
All right.
So my point is, I fell into hip hop.
Because
I am it. You know what I'm saying? I am hip hop. Like, that's how I was interested in my culture. You understand what I'm saying? Like, that's how it goes with me. That era, everybody born like in the 60s. Around that 70 borderline, they'll tell you that. This is what we did. Went to the park, played ball. The DJ came out. They was scratching. Niggas was MCing. Niggas was breakdancing. Niggas was playing skellies. Niggas was robbing. Niggas was stealing. This is the culture. This is what we did. You gonna play ball? You gonna run?
Word.
This is what we did. So everybody chose a direction, and I just fell into the slot of always doing the music. And I ran into a kid one day. He said, yo, man, I'm going to introduce you to this producer. I said, all right. I was like, yeah, right, man. I was smoking some weed in the promenade down there by Montague Street.
Yeah. Yeah, downtown, yeah.
You know what I mean? Smoking some weed. Mm-hmm. That kind of was a sponsoring joint.
Mm-hmm.
Smoking joints, you know what I mean? Just chilling. This white guy comes up to me playing on the folk guitar. I'm rhyming. Start rhyming to his folk guitar.
Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, shit. And the dude said, yo, I'm going to introduce you to a producer. Give me a number.
Mm-hmm.
I gave him the number. I was like, yeah, right, this nigga. I left. And later on, the producer called me.
And that's how it began.
And I started making records.
Mm.
So I never even asked for it. The producer called me. And like I told you, I did two records myself. 78, 79, Jack Claw, the Bellway label, produced by Sir Matthews. Sir Matthews. You can Google it.
Who does?
Then later on, I fell into the Long Double O project. And I had made a record for a little while, about 3 years. Then Double O and me and him linked up, who was Grandmaster D brother. And we said, yo, let's go in the studio and do something. Because, again, it was still our culture. You understand what I'm saying? I wasn't doing it, yo, I'm trying to do it, man. I need to deal. I need to deal. Nah.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
It fell into place. You know what I mean? And that's how it mm-hmm. happened. It wasn't nothing like what these cats are doing now. These cats are jumping on the internet, trying to make a quick record, hoping then they get the bag.
It ain't happening like that.
Yeah, so what energy is behind them is totally different from the energy we had. You understand what I'm saying?
No doubt.
It's a whole different energy. Just like you. I could tell you be doing this because you love it.
No doubt.
I didn't even know you 20 years, 15 years or nothing, but I could tell that you do this because you love
him. Mm-hmm.
Salute to that, no doubt.
You're going to keep doing it. That's the difference. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. So, Abu Valor, any last words, advice? But which you already been given through as we've been talking, but anything that's important you want to leave to all the fans, the listeners, new people, my brother Carl, main important thing you want us to remember in hip hop music, or somebody just want to try to get in it and represent, because you did say a lot that can be taken as advice, but I'll just come back and ask you that anyway.
It's very simple now. All you need is a laptop and a program and get you a couple of instruments and get on YouTube, man, and study. Because they tell you how to do everything right on YouTube. You got all the mixers. You got all the engineers right there telling you what to do step by step. So if you want to get in the game, I say learn that. Spend a couple of hours. Get your craft down pat. Make your record sound as good as you can. And get some feedback from people. Don't be afraid to be criticized.
Right.
But still, don't let nobody say to you that you can't do it, though. It got to be a balance. Take criticism, but still also know that you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Craft, don't let nobody shut you down. And, yo, put the records out yourself. Because you got the internet now. Nobody can't tell you that you can't put out a record.
Mm.
If you don't, and you get feedback and everybody saying, yo, son, this shit sound all right, man. And you get enough of that going on, you put the records out.
Right.
Records out, figure out how to promote your records, and do what you got to do. But also, don't sit back and just concentrate on that, though. You got to have some kind of income coming in, man, at all times.
Facts.
While you're doing that, plus it's also going to support you doing it. So you got to have some income coming in while you're doing it.
Well,
speak.
How can people contact you, fan mail or whatever. Like, what's your contact social media so people can, you know?
I'm Purcell Valor on Facebook. Purcell Valor on Facebook. PERCELLGELORE at Facebook. And I'm the opposite, Valor Purcell at IG.
And what about Twitter? Are you on Twitter?
If you Google Apple Valor, all of them are
public. Okay. Okay.
If you Google ABUVELORE, hashtag Apple Valor, everything will pop.
Oh, that's what I did to get your follow. I hashtag, and that's how I found you.
Yeah, I got enough stuff up there. Everything will pop on my Twitter, my Facebook, my IG, and my YouTube page is 1155 below.
No doubt.
I got a video show on there, something like what Ralph McDaniel was doing. But I got all hardcore
world
video.
Well, I'm glad to know that, Abu Valor, because I got a couple of things I want to send to you to play some videos. So.
Yeah,
I played the games. Yeah. But you Abu Valor, you made my dream come true, man. You just don't know how much I looked up to have your cassette. Every day, listening to that along with all my other MCs. All the records on there was my records, man. Rhymes Valor is my favorite record. And I'm going to pop that off after you break out.
You said that because that's one of the videos I'm going to do.
I might be playing myself when I say this, but Abu Valor, I would love to get in that video, man. I would love to get a cameo in that video.
We gonna talk. I'm going to show you how to send me a cameo to put you up in there. Right, Bon?
Yo, hey, yo, Carl, you hear this?
Yeah, I heard it. Word.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Word. Send me this little footage. I'll tell you what to do, and I'm going to throw you up in there. I got it. I know the concept.
Abu Valor, thank you so much. And I just want to say this. Even listening to Rhymes Valor, that record is still relevant. The MC, the way the skill, the beat, it's still something dope in 2021. I listen to that in the gym. I listen to that record in the gym, Abu Valor. When I'm in the gym, I put that on. What you say?
It was never really pushed off that album, but people had the album. Every time I run into them, they always say that same thing. That was one of their favorite records on the album.
Well, I want to send a salute, brother. I want to send a salute to you. Thank you so much, man, for coming through, coming in. And you know what, Abu Valor, I hope I can have you back whenever it's possible and you had the time to come back on the show, because I'm going to grab some other dope MCs, but I definitely want to, you know, feature you back in, because, yeah, this meeting one of my favorite true MCs of the true school era, that don't come every day for me. It's to talk to one of my favorite people that I grew up with. Favorite MCs I grew up with. That don't come every day.
I appreciate it, man. And I really don't even swear doing a lot of interviews like that. I only like to do interviews with real people, man. Because all the hogwash, man, I'm not going to get online, man, and start and not saying what I need to say.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Noted.
So I only like to do interviews with brothers like you anyway. A couple other brothers I did some interviews with, this other brother out of Canada just recently, another brother in Texas. I got a couple of other ones locked up. But I like to keep it like like that, man, because I'm not getting on the line of man being straight from nobody.
You're the one that hates that. All right, well, no doubt.
I appreciate it, bro.
All right, Abu, for more, I'm going to let you go. Once the recordings and everything is done, I'll send you Blog Talk and this one, and that'll be the link. We push that out there forever. Salute, one love.
Word, Abu, man. Good talking to you, fam. Good talking to you, Abu.
Stay up, one love. Peace.
Peace.
What day you have it, Carl? Carl, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm with you, man.
What day you have it? It is 11:56 on the East Coast, which it is 8:56 on the West Coast. Because when I lived in California, the show was 7 to 9, as in New York, 10 to 12. So we almost 12 o'clock. It's almost 12 o'clock, and rest in peace to my brother, 12 o'clock from Brooklyn Zoo and Murdoch.
Since
you're still here with me, I'm going to play this joint by Valor 00, and you tell me if you remember the record. You tell me if you remember this song by Valor 00. This shit is classic, man. Tell me if you remember the joint, and then I'll come back. We'll talk a little bit, then the show is going to end.
Okay, bet. We got to talk about Nori, man. Nori, what he said about, you know what I'm saying? About the strong affiliates, man. You know what I mean?
All right, no doubt. So, look, stay right there, Carl. I got you on hold. We still on Blog Talk Radio. So, we going to come back and holler at my brother, Carl. So, Valor and 00, rest in peace. I got a classic for you from Valor 00. Hey, yo, Carl, let me know if you remember the record right after Valor do this drop. Hey, yo, Valor, do this drop for me, sir. Shalom. Peace.
Yo, what's good? My name is Abu Valor from Valor and 00, and I'm live on the Lord Manifest Show. Don't touch that dial. Peace.
Know my name, you girls who don't know my game. Yes, I am the Royal Valor with my rhymes galore. I own a lyric store. I'm kind of cool and correct. I love girls that dress. When it comes to making music, you know I'm blessed. You'll get an idea when I appear. But the new MC of the year is here. I'm just too much. I have the magic touch. My style is crushed. My hair is brushed. I never fight. I never fuss. And when I say my rhymes, I never run.
When I rhyme galore, we own a lyric store.
While my fingers pop, with the mic in my hands, I'm dogging the spot. My man named Dave had a music craze. He turned slave for the hip-hop wave. Work all day, all night long, getting on down to the OB song. Took many breakdowns, ran them through, and came on out with a funky groove. I wanna say today while the music plays, that the hip-hop sound is here to stay. I do amaze, yes, on stage, when the crowd heard me, they started to rave.
When I rise galore, we on the lyric store. When I rise galore, we on the lyric store. When I rise galore, we on the lyric store.
to rap. I never hustle, sort of bad bones. Sometimes cold from the old school, 25 years old. Rap was mine, I'm running out of time. Now here's your chance to make the people dance while I'm overseas, cooling out in France. All night long, writing songs, my talent strong. On top of a long, I love apple plums, chocolate can of juice, pretty girls, and two-piece suits. The cologne that I wear is called Karoo. And you might catch me in my snakeskin boots. I keep my hat to the side, keep my chin up high. I'm slick and sly, you can call me fly. If my girl cries, I ask her why. Cause I'm coming by in my suit and tie. I'm gonna make her feel better in a little time. Tell her love rhymes to soothe her mind.
When I rise galore, we on the lyric store. When I rise galore, we on the lyric store.
Rhymes to me don't mean nothing. If it makes sense, then it means something. Come to our store and I'll show you around. You need rhymes and you need it now. Different strokes for different folks. We got rhymes, that's not no joke. So listen to my voice and hear my words. Come by some rhymes that never been heard.
When I rise galore, we on the lyric store. When I rise galore, we on the lyric store. When I rise galore, we on the lyric store. When I rise galore, we on the lyric store.
Word up, we back. We back. Hey, yo, Carl, do you remember that record, son?
Yes, son. Yo,
you don't remember that record. You remember that joint?
Let me tell you. During you, and you know this to be true, Radar. You know this to be true. During that time, my man, there were so many joints being played. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, I knew the name. I might have not known the song, but when you said the name, I was like, oh, you know what I'm saying? That name sounds familiar. You know what I mean? Real talk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the classic right there and all that. Shout out to Valor. Rest in peace to Double O. I got a couple of people on YouTube. Hey, yo, if y'all still on YouTube, write me something in the comments, man. I got two people watching. Write something in the comments for me. Hey, yo, Paul, what happened with, what you want to talk about, man? What's on your mind, yo, before we get out
Yeah, man, it was crazy, man. I got so much respect for Nori, too, man. Just, yo, when he said what he said, son, I was hurt, son. I was hurt. Real talk, man. Like, yo, damn.
Now, what was said about the N-O-R-E, what did he say? What was said verbatim out his mouth? What did he say?
Well, you know how it jumped off. They was talking from what I hear, fam. They were talking about the whole situation that jumped off with what's his name? What's my man's name, man? What's his cat's name, man? Joey, what's his name? You know, what's my man, man? With Joe Buttons and Raekwon. You know what I mean? Because Mickey Fax was there when the whole joint jumped off. You know what I'm saying? But instead of, like, leaving that alone, he brought that up. You know what I'm saying? And when he brought it up, you know, he was talking about the other Wu members, you know what I'm saying, flunkies, and, you know, like, you know, I don't know, man. You know, I don't know if it was the alcohol with him, that what he was talking, man, or what, man. But, you know, it could have went a different direction, though, you heard? You know what I mean?
Well, you know what, man? I believe they squared it all away on Killer Priest's podcast. So, you know, I got love for the N-O-R-E, but he definitely got to definitely bring the Killer Bees up on his podcast, son.
That would be nice, man. That would really be nice, man. That'd be nice that you did that, man. That'd be authentic. You know what I mean? That'd be authentic. That'd be nice because you know, he had the Wu on there, minus Ghostface. You know what I'm saying?
Shut up,
Yeah, and I had Sons of Man up there, you know what I'm saying? you know what I'm saying,
right.
The Wu Gambinos, you know what I mean? Have everybody up there, man, you know what I'm saying? Have Killer Priest up there, you know what I'm saying? I like to get my, he should get my man up there too, man. What's my man? What's my man from Brooklyn, from Red Hook, man?
Shabazz the Disciple.
There you go. Word. There you go.
Hey, yo,
word,
shout out to Posty and Nikki cooking in the hobbies. Yeah, shout out, man. Subscribe to the channel. I'm going to subscribe to your channel. Hit the like, and I'm going to hit the like back to you all. And, yeah, we just chopping it up. But, yeah, before we get ready in the show, hey, yo, Cause, salute, man. Thanks a lot for showing support and coming through, man, like you always do.
No doubt, fam. Ain't nothing, man. You know you family, man. You know that, man. Well, you know what I mean?
Already. So, yo, I see y'all in a few weeks, maybe a couple of weeks. I'm going to try to get my man Rusty Jokes to come up. Try to, you know Rusty Jokes, don't you, Carl?
Yeah, of course, man. That's the, yo.
Yeah,
try to get
him on the show. I'm trying to get Little Dap from Groupon. Trying to get Little Dap to call in. And next time, son, I'm going to give you the link so you can be live on the camera on YouTube with me, Carl.
Word, bet.
All right, so we going to get up out of here, all right?
All right, no doubt, man. Word up, Radar. Word.
No doubt. Peace, son.
One.
Peace. Good looking for coming through to the Lord Manifest Show and showing man love and all that. And we going to get up out of here. I see y'all the next time I go live again. I'm going to get Rusty Jokes, Little Dad. Got a little echo thing going.
I see y'all.
Pause that. Okay, no doubt. Drop that off. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to get Little Dad from Group Home, my man Rusty Jokes. Those are my Brooklyn brothers. Bring them back up here on the show or get them on the show. And in the future, we get Abu Valor back up in here. But tune in on Blog Talk Radio, The Lord Manifest Show. Also, follow me on Instagram, The MPC Killer. D-A-M-P-C Killer. And Instagram, D-A-R-A-A-D-D-R-R-V-A-N, The Radar Van. I got two IGs. And if you on Facebook, hit up The Red Jacket Killer, PKA The NPC Killer. Same thing on Facebook. I call it fake book because you know motherfuckers be faking. But yeah, I'm everywhere, all through the social media, always banging out the beats and doing my podcast. And if y'all want to keep showing love, there's the Cash App. Hit the Cash App. Right there. Hit the Cash App. Salute to y'all. We'll be back in a few. Peace. This is classic, Ronnie. This is a classic of the 90s. It's McGraw, Joy. I'm gonna have to come back and share for that shit. I had a boy off.
Yeah, hold up. check this out, y'all. Welcome to the show. I'm chewing gum and I'm walking at the same time. I'm streaming live on YouTube, as you can check that. And I'm also on Blog Talk Radio. So look, give me a call at 319-527-6196. 319-527-6196.